You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
It seems like everyone in America had some kind of reaction to the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act. Jubilation from supporters?
This is a great day. This is a huge victory.
And among opponents, vows to repeal the law, including one presidential candidate.
What the court did not do on its last day in session, I will do on my first day if elected president of the United States. And that is, I will act to repeal Obamacare.
That's Mitt Romney yesterday. Controversy and strong opinions have surrounded this law really since its inception, even from supporters. Like our next guest, bioethicist Ezekiel Emanuel. Zeke Emanuel was a special health care advisor to President Obama. He's also chair of the University of Pennsylvania's Medical Ethics and Health Policy Department, and he joins us via Skype from his home in D.C. Zeke, nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you.
Let's just talk about yesterday's Supreme Court decision and moving forward, because we just spoke with two conservatives who said in the end, this is an extremely flawed law, that it will do more harm than it does good. But I want to ask you the same question I asked them, which is that does this law, in your opinion, make the United States healthier?
The answer will healthier is a complicated question, but the answer is definitely by 2020, because of this law, we will have a much better healthcare system, and all Americans will benefit from it. So let me just cover three areas very quickly. First, on coverage, we now know that every American will have the opportunity for health insurance. Not everyone will exercise it. Some will opt not to have health insurance, but everyone will have a form by which we can get them health insurance. Second, on the cost piece, we are going to have cost control. We're already seeing moderation of costs, and many of us see into the future that, in fact, we're going to see more cost control. Health policy experts are asking all over the place, do we see a new normal now? We've had a number of years of relatively moderate inflation. We're going to try a number of different ways to pay differently. We're doing things like competitive bidding to bring the prices of things like wheelchairs and home and beds at home down. There's a number of efforts, reduction in hospital infections to save money. On the quality side, every American is going to have an electronic health record by the end of the decade. We're going to have fewer hospital infections, fewer hospital errors. We're going to have fewer hospital readmissions. We're going to have more focus of attention on how to keep people with chronic illness like diabetes or heart failure healthy and out of the hospital. But so by all of those measures, and I haven't even talked about keeping the 26-year-old on family plan, saving money for elderly people through their drugs, huge benefits from this law. Is it a perfect law? I would agree with the critics. No, it is not a perfect law. But this is a democracy. You're not going to get a perfect law. And we're going to have to be constantly adjusting the system. It's just too big to say, oh, we pass a law and that's it. We can go home now.
Right. You know, let me just ask you, I don't know if you heard, but Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute says this just puts government into people's health care decisions, that there's still legal challenges out there.
Look, we got to get off the simple sound bites that have been tested by all the Republican political activists. The government is not your health care decision. So let's go through. Individuals, through the exchange, get to decide who their health insurer is. They choose who their doctor is. They choose which hospital they want to go to. And we've actually reduced the financial barrier for them, for example, on getting preventative tests. On we've increased the amount we're paying for patients to Medicaid doctors so that there's a wider selection of choice. That is just nonsense, all right? I'm sick of these sound bites that really don't reflect reality.
Well, what about the other criticism was that, in fact, this health care law doesn't do that much for health care, but really is just a regulation on insurance?
Again, not true. We're testing out different ways of paying doctors. The ACOs are all about doctors. We're reducing hospital infections. We're reducing readmissions. We're giving electronic health records. That has nothing to do with insurers. That has all to do with improving the system for the long term. Look, I am not I'm neither a friend nor an enemy of health insurance companies. I think they're in a very bad spot. We have given them a crazy business proposition in our society. And then when they do crazy things, we blame them. On the other hand, they have some good things. They've certainly got a lot of good data and a lot of insight as to where the healthcare costs are. I think they have to get more into the managing of care. But let's, when I was in the administration, I was, it's not about bashing them. We all are in this together. We're going to have to try to solve this together. Everyone has something to contribute, and we have to go forward. If you want to look for somebody who's at fault, everybody has some fault in the system. If you want to look for solutions, you put that fault aside, because I can say a problem with each actor in the system. You put the fault aside and you say, all right, how are we going to improve the system? And that's what I was trying to drive, and that's what I think this bill is trying to drive.
All right, so the next step, if this is a first step toward improving the system, what's the next step?
So I think two things have to go forward. The first is that we need to implement the law. We've had a two-year diversion into uncertainty because of this legal battle, and that's a crimped implementation. If you look at the number of states that are ready to stand up their own exchanges, we gave states the opportunity to have their own state flexibility and establish exchanges. I think the latest number by the Kaiser Family Foundation is only 15 really have explored it deep enough that they're capable of doing that. That means that most of them aren't. So the federal government's going to have to implement the exchanges. That's going to be a big challenge and not a lot of time left to go.
Right.
And the second thing I would say is we're going to have to come back and revisit changes that couldn't get into the bill that are important.
That's a long list. Ezekiel Emanuel there, former Obama administration advisor on healthcare, now chair of the Medical Ethics and Health Policy Department at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks so much. And we want to get your reaction as well.
I don't have any health care coverage, and I have two stents in my heart. When I looked at this yesterday, I just whooped at my workstation. It was amazing. This was a decision that saved my life.
Hi, this is James. You know, it worked for Massachusetts, and it seems to be working great, our socialized health care, but that's just the key, is that it's a decision that was made by our state for our state here in Massachusetts. And while that might be working for us, it won't necessarily work for every state, like has been said by many people. I mean, the 10th Amendment is for, and I think we need to honor that a little bit more.
There's a debate that goes on, and we want to get your argument, 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.